Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But the one thing about the Cardinals is the narrative a lot of times is Arenado and Goldschmidt, right? They're not hitting, so nobody else is hitting. And I can't hear that anymore. Like, it's got to be everybody has to be held accountable. Ars Nootbaar, I look at Nolan Gorman, those guys that performed last year, Brendan Donovan, those guys, OPS, all under 700. You can't just count on two players in the lineup to be the whole team to me.
Brooke Grimsley, Dan McLaughlin, Randy Carricker. It's the opening drive on 101 ESPN. And one of my favorite guests is the former Cardinal Xavier Scruggs of ESPN and MLB Network. As a matter of fact, that was from MLB Network. And the X-Man joins us now on the celebrity line here on 101 ESPN. Xavier Scruggs, always great to have you with us. How you doing?
Hey, doing good. I appreciate you guys having me this morning.
We always enjoy it, Xavier. And I want to start with this because you have a couple of takes. Number one, we all agree with that here. And one of the other names, you mentioned Nootbaar and Gorman, Jordan Walker, another guy. We've seen these guys that have performed well in the past and have kind of regressed. What have you seen that has caused the young Cardinal players to regress?
Yeah, well, first of all, the underperformance of some of these guys is probably the most frustrating thing for me, because you almost look at last year and you expect guys to bounce back and expect guys to bounce back with a vengeance, right? To take some of last year, bottle it up and make it that much better. And we just haven't seen that. And honestly, the answer for why it's been like that, it's hard to find. You can always, I look at it this way. You can always point the fingers at the superstars on the team or the guys that are getting paid a lot of money to perform. But at the same time, I look at from an offensive approach standpoint, there just has been a lack of discipline. There's guys that are not doing a good job early enough in the count to put their good swings on the baseball. If you watch a lot of the Cardinal games, it feels like they get to two strikes faster than any other team a lot of the times. And normally a Cardinals team is known for really good disciplined at-bats. Not necessarily the most power in the league, but a team that does a good job of being able to put the bat to the ball, be able to go the other way, be able to play the game of baseball dictated by situations. And to me, that just hasn't been the case. And ultimately, that does fall on the hitting coach to me. And it's just like, hey, we got to put together better plans. And it's not easy to do, but it almost seems like a repetition of what we've seen continuing from last year.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing, is that I don't think anybody wanted to see anything from last year, X, because we didn't want to see a repeat of that whatsoever. I find it interesting that you point to the hitting coach, because as you mentioned, it is up to the players at the end of the day to execute at the plate. So in your experience, having played for the Cardinals and played for other teams, does the hitting coach really matter that much where it could affect how they perform at the plate?
Yeah, I think it does. I look at the biggest thing is going to be from a plan standpoint. And I think as hitters, if we're failing, a lot of times we can only do so much ourselves because we need some direction. And I think if there's multiple players that have, whether it's no plan or no direction at the plate to make the adjustments, I think partially that does fall on the hitting coach. And I think that, hitting is hard at the major league level. I, for one, know that firsthand. But at the same time, you can't afford to bring in from an offseason standpoint, three pitchers in a starting rotation. You have Sonny Gray, who's been pitching extremely well. You make some of the right changes, and then it doesn't seem like from an offensive standpoint that you've made the right changes. And I'm not saying it all falls on the hitting coach. It definitely falls on the players as well. But there has to be a plan in place, and it doesn't seem like the plan is going the right way from an approach standpoint.
Xavier, what did you see with Jordan Walker and why he had so many issues, you think, early on in this season?
Yeah, it looked. I actually had a chance to talk to Ollie a couple of weeks ago, right after Jordan went down, and I was, you know, just as disappointed as everybody else, just because we know the potential of Jordan Walker, right? And there was a specific pitch, the slider on the outer half of the plate, that whether it be he couldn't lay off of it, or he was just not getting the barrel to it. And that's a specific physical adjustment that you have to go back and make. And they felt like he wasn't going to be able to get the right reps enough from a confidence standpoint to be able to get to where he needed to be as a threat in the middle of this order without going back down to the minor leagues and really working on that on a day-to-day basis. So, just as disappointed as everybody else I was, but at the same time, I'm looking at a young player that has a lot of time to be a great player. And I think once he's able to get to that adjustment, hopefully he can come back up and be an impact player for the Cardinals.
Xavier Scruggs, former Cardinal, with us on 101 ESPN. The Red Sox are in town, Xavier. 20 years since the Cardinals played the Red Sox in the World Series. We don't get much of an opportunity to see them. And you're a guy that through the system, you still bleed Cardinal red. And here we have the Cardinals of all teams with box seats going for $29 against the Red Sox. Well, what do you take from that?
Yeah, I mean, it just tells you about the times right now, right? It's obviously tough. You know, you want to get as many fans into the stadium as possible, but you have to look at, you know, it hasn't been the same product that we've seen over a large amount of time. So I still look at, you know, no matter what, we have to remember that a new team is trying to build a new identity. There's always going to be young players. I look at Mason Wynn, who's an exciting young player who still has a lot to prove, but he's done a lot of things to show you the flashes of how really good he can be at the big league level. Defensively, he's a wizard. The bat to ball skills, I think, is special. I think he's still figuring out his process at the plate, but he's held his own. The same can go for Herrera. I think you're looking at a bright young catcher who now gets an opportunity with the Wilson Contreras injury, right? As devastating as that is, you get to start to see some of these other guys step up. Nolan Gorman, I think he's a guy that we know what he's capable of doing, right? But he's still young at 24 years old. So hopefully he understands that he's helping build this identity of the next nucleus of Cardinals that will continue to perform for this team. But also look at, like, hey, it's the Red Sox. Yo, fans got to come out, because this is a Red Sox team that is one of the best in pitching right now, too. Brian Baio is going to be on the mound tonight for the first game. He's another bright young star on the other side that people need to be watching.
Hey, Xavier, I want to get your take also, and you tweeted about this when Wilson Contreras got hurt, but you mentioned how important he is to this franchise. How important has Wilson Contreras become to the Cardinals right now?
I mean, it's an interesting story, because you go back to early last year, there was a point in which he might not have been catching for this team at any point. So, like, it just tells you how much work he's put into it, how good he wants to be, not only as a hitter, but behind the plate. He's a leader. That's one of the reasons why the Cardinals signed him after a Yadier Molina. You're looking for not necessarily a replacement, but somebody who can bring that same level of leadership. And once you go and talk to the players in that clubhouse, you get an understanding of that's what he has. He has that kind of face of an organization type of attitude and mentality. So once you lose that, it's not only an offensive loss, it's also a defensive loss now. It's a mentality loss. And somebody that was really the only bright star in the lineup consistently. So it tells you how big that is for this roster.
Now, X, I'm not hoping that anything bad happens here, so I just want to start with that. But this is going to be a very tough homestand for the Cardinals when you're facing the Red Sox, Orioles, and the Cubs, all very, very good teams. Theoretically, if things do not go well during this homestand, do you see any big changes coming?
Yeah, I don't necessarily say that big changes are coming. I mean, these are some tough teams that you're going to be facing. You know, it is what it is. Yeah, I don't expect all of a sudden there to be changes if the Cardinals don't win half of these games. I mean, it's going to be tough. The one thing I will say is there has to be progression, right? There has to be certain areas in which you see the team fighting and getting better and a certain energy. And I think, you know, we just talked about Wilson Contreras. He brought an energy. So I look to other players to step up when it comes to that type of energy, when it comes to bringing something as far as impact to this team. And as far as your question, yeah, I just don't see it happening. I mean, Mozeliak has said often, you know, Ollie is the manager of this team. You know, they know what's going on with this roster. He's got to work with it. I don't see changes happening anytime soon if it's not a good homestand.
From a hitter's perspective, and I know you evaluate guys all the time and you know what the hell you're talking about, so let's ask you about Goldie. Got off to a slow start, now starting to heat it up. What do you see the difference with what he's doing at the plate?
Yeah, it's actually funny. Me and Mark DeRosa were talking about Goldie and kind of what we had seen from him, and it almost looked like he was kind of in between pitches. And we, you know, power hitters kind of go through these stretches at times where you find yourself in between. So, and what I mean by that is sometimes you're sitting back too much on the off speed and you start to get more fastballs. And then sometimes you're aggressive on the fastballs thinking you're going to get more heaters and you start to get more off speed. And that's kind of where he was sitting in between, almost guessing in a sense. But it seems like now he's starting to get to a point where he's letting the ball travel a little bit. When we think of Paul Goldschmidt, like, he's hitting bombs to the opposite field. That's when he's going really well, hitting doubles into that right center gap. I think with him sitting and letting the ball travel a little bit, which is easier said than done, it's not easy as a hitter to trust yourself and let guys who throw 99, 100 miles an hour start to let the ball get a little bit deeper on you. But ultimately, he's so quick with his hands, he can afford to do that. And I think he just lost a little bit of that confidence in sitting back and allowing the ball to travel. And I think you're starting to see him do that a little bit better, which allows him to recognize off-speed better as well.
Xavier Scruggs mentioned the energy that Wilson Contreras brings to the Cardinals. Xavier Scruggs brings it to everything he does in broadcasting, including your YouTube channel, Show and Go with X, which is a lot of fun. I watch it as often as I can. You've had some great guests, and you have a great time taking people behind the curtain.
No, I appreciate that. I think that's the one thing that I love to do. Obviously, you guys do it extremely well, too. But just giving people a different perspective on the game, right? As an analyst, I can tell you what somebody's doing wrong. But until I can really learn from what that person does on a day-to-day basis, for example, getting to sit down with a guy like Harrison Bader and get to learn his everyday process. And now when I talk about him with the Mets, and him having a two-hit night coming in the game yesterday, I can tell you exactly what his thought process is and his mentality at the plate and defensively. So it gives me more of the insight that I can just give to the fan base.
It's Show and Go with X, and you should subscribe on YouTube. Xavier Scruggs, always great to hear your voice and your insight. Thanks so much for the time. We do appreciate it. Have yourself a great weekend.
Yeah, you guys too. Appreciate you guys for having me.
All right, my man. See ya. Take care. That is the great Xavier Scruggs joining us on 101 ESPN.